RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
VCU basketball preview time rolls on. Joe Bamisil is a name you know. Of course, he was on last year's team. He's back this year. So many guys back this year. So much excitement around VCU basketball. Here is my chat with Joe Bamisil.
Hanging out, Joe. Talking basketball. What's it like being in the same place for two straight years?
I think it's like in today's time, it's very, it's a look past. You know, people are constantly trying to better their careers. And a lot of the time, I think you grow as a person when you have some solace, you have some understanding, you have some peace of mind in your space.
University.
I don't know. I love it. I can't lie.
For it to be this space too, like
yeah,
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 this is amazing.
Who, you know, what do you do outside of hoops here? You got support network, you know, have fun here.
Yeah, I spend time with my family. I take a lot of walks with my dog. I go see a lot of movies. I run a business. I'm getting a master's degree.
Did you ever see yourself getting a master's degree?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
But like it's something my family, like everyone in my family has a master's degree, so
oh nice.
So it's cool to not be the one that doesn't,
you know.
But it's cool. Like I think I have a pretty solid life outside of basketball, and I'm very grateful that I can, you know, be trying my best to excel in, you know, multiple places in my hometown.
Yeah. That's my family too, but I don't have a master's. I'm the one without the master's degree. I'm not going back either. I don't think you need one to do sports radio. Hopefully not. Tell me about this group. You got the collection of guards here, the collection of shooters you guys have. I mean, we've heard people say put up, you know, these shooters against anybody. What's it like working with these guys day in, day out, seeing this talent?
It's competitive. You know, you can't come to practice any day not ready to compete. And I think that's going to be an edge we have against a lot of teams we have to play against. And I think it's just going to be, you know, having enough accountability to know that, wow, like, there's no way we're going to do ourselves a disservice by not carrying that over into real games.
For what's it mean in terms of the offense? Because you've got versatility is the word coach used, right? You've got guys who can, you, Max, can cut to the basket but also shoot, you know. What's this offense going to look like when we see it in a game?
Tough to guard. It's the best way I can put it. It's tough to guard. You got to guard everyone honest. You have guys who can do a lot of things, and multiple guys who can shoot, dribble, pass. So it's going to be really exciting to put together.
Nice. You mentioned being here the second year of the continuity. It's the coaching staff second year, too. Have you noticed a change just in how quickly you guys have been able to get to things and get rolling since you've got that chemistry built in?
I think there's just this shared sense of urgency. We have guys who have returned, the same staff on board, and we all have the same goal, the same mindset, the same feelings of what it felt like to come short last year. The same feelings of knowing losses, and I think having that shared experience, you know, is going to propel us as a team that a lot of teams in the transfer space might not be able to experience.
What advice would you give to somebody who's a freshman, a sophomore somewhere, and is navigating this world now that you've navigated it?
Oh, it's so hard. Like, everyone has their own individual stories and their own individual needs. But I would say the biggest thing is, like, don't underestimate how important it is, your growth as a person. Don't underestimate how important the environment feels day to day. And probably lastly, don't underestimate, like, the things you get to do outside of basketball when you're not in practice. I think if you just make basketball decisions, you can set yourself up to not be happy and not be in a good place. And that's going to affect basketball in the long run.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, and for you, I mean, in your role, you're going to have nights where you can't miss. You're going to have nights where you can miss.
Yeah.
How do you... build that mentality where you can handle both of those, so to speak?
I think I play basketball because, you know, God has allowed me to play. Nothing happens that God doesn't allow. So I can find peace of mind in the results, knowing that, you know what, as long as I did my best and I work my hardest, I can give glory to God for allowing me to, you know, play this game.
Have you guys set goals as a team for this year, or personally, what you're shooting for?
As a team, don't start off slow.
Yeah.
March Madness.
Yep.
Win. Compete. Yeah, that's really it. Nothing too complicated.
I mean, that's the standard here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful standard.
Get to March, play some games there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you look around the A-10, I mean, it got better. St. Louis has guys, you know, they've Robbie Avila coming in there, and obviously Dayton's good every year. What do you think when you look around the conference about kind of the challenge that's ahead of you guys and the opportunity?
On a personal note, like, I don't really have, like, social media, so I don't know who's where. I think...
You'll find out a couple of days before
when
you get the binder.
I think for us, it's a lot about us, like, you know, not beating ourselves and playing hard, competing. And when we do that, we're really hard to stop. Like, at the end of the day, whoever we play, they got to stop us. They got to be ready to compete with us, you know. So we're not worried about anybody.
Do you really not have social media?
I don't have any.
How do you do that?
I think it's unhealthy. I created my own social media platform. That's what my own business is. But other than that, it's just, I just live life. Like, if I don't know you, I don't know you.
Yeah.
If I do know you, I make sure I talk to you and I have conversations, and it's peaceful.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Appreciate the time.
Of course.
Good luck this season.
Yeah, my boy.
Take care.
Take it easy.
That's Joe Bamisil. This is the home of the Rams. We'll broaden our horizons on the other side. A little VCU women's basketball and my chat with Anthony Grant, a name you know from the past, now coach at Dayton. That on the other side of this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, college basketball show today. A lot of great interviews coming at you. If you miss any of them, make sure to grab the podcast. It's MP on the mic. You just search it on all major podcast platforms. Maybe you're listening on the podcast right now, in which case you're in for a treat. Great news. Radio listeners, you are in for the same treat. Went over to the Siegel Center yesterday, chatted with a number of VCU players. We'll play those over the next few days. Get you ready. Rams against Bellarmine, it's coming. It's around the corner, not next Monday, but the next one. So we're certainly in countdown mode here. What would that be? That would be 11 days away from VCU basketball as we sit here right now on Thursday morning. Had a chance, though, to talk to Christian Furman. He's a really important player on this year's team. He's also a great interview, as you will hear, breaking down the whole team, the roster, top to bottom. Really fun conversation with him. I see no reason to continue talking when we can get to this interview. Let's do it.
All right, 910 The Fan, home of the Rams, hanging out with our guy Firm here. What's this offseason been like for you? Have you elevated your game with this time with this group?
I feel like this offseason, it was a lot of meshing. Like, this is the first offseason in my college career, but also for us together as a team, where we've had a team that we have familiarity with each other, and we were able to come into this summer like wondering, like, all right, how do we like build chemistry rather than how do we rebuild a team? So I feel like the biggest thing this offseason was really just growing with my teammates on and off the court. Like, what are our habits as players? Where do we connect like well? And I feel like it's really transferring into the season. Like we have a lot of good chemistry that may not have been as noticeable last year, just because we had such a new team. But like this year, we have returners and we have people who are trusted on the court that we also as individuals trust. So it's just we've been able to grow and just learn each other way more this offseason. I feel like that was the biggest part of the offseason.
So you start practice as a point where you can challenge each other, work with you. You're not learning those.
Yeah, there was already a sense of comfort to the point where it's like we can compete really intensely. Like it was like already like we already had a team. Like last year, like I feel like there was also like there was still some, all right, we're learning, like, all right, what's this set? Like, oh yeah, I don't know this set. Like this year is like, all right, we have like older guys that can show the younger guys sets, and we have a team full of people that already know each other, and there's already kind of like not a power structure, but just an understanding of like, all right, this is who we are. Like we already had an identity going into this summer, so it kind of made it easier just to worry about building our team rather than just all the X's and O's and like what player we, what's our offense going to be. Like we knew that already, so it just made it way easier once we got to practice just to compete and just worry about getting better and not to have our head clouded with all the other stuff.
And you guys need that because you're going to get tested early here. First week, you're going up to Annapolis, you're going to the West Coast, you're going to Charleston.
Yeah.
No, what's it going to be like to, dive into these pretty important games?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's always fun. Like, that's the one thing that I'll take away from the season is that no matter what, it's fun. Like, we're going somewhere, we're traveling, we're playing basketball. So it's hard to not have fun while you're doing that. But, Like you said, like we have that squad and we have that identity already. Like we've been adding on to it like the whole entire like summer. So and people are buying in. Like it was way easier to get people to buy in. So it's really just gonna be us just like being squatted up, going on the road, just ready to compete with each other. I feel like that's like the biggest thing is like we're a really together team. So it's gonna be fun to go out onto the road and compete against other teams and just no matter what, we know the outcome is gonna be us is like still improving the next day and still coming into the gym together and working. But it's gonna be fun. Like, I honestly can't wait for it to get on the road.
Nice. We'll get to you in a second. You got so many guards. You got so many shooters. So much versatility. What impresses you about that group?
Yeah. What impresses me the most is just, honestly, like, how quickly it's all coming to them. Like, I'll give specific shout-outs. Like, Terrence is, like, really figuring out, like, how to put the ball in the bucket, like, as a young dude, which means a lot. Like you don't realize, like one thing I was told as a freshman is being like a freshman big and a freshman guard is like the hardest thing to do in college. And I feel like he's kind of like gracefully making that transition into like, all right, I'm kind of understanding the game, and he's speaking up, being more vocal now. So it's really great to see him grow. Brandon Jennings is honestly he's just one of our hardest players. Like he's figuring out his way on the court through playing extremely hard. He's poised. He makes a lot of the right decisions, but he plays hard through it all. And obviously, we got Joe. Joe is like he's a prolific scorer. Like at times, I'm in awe just playing with him. Like he just like can put the ball in the basket anytime, and like just for a stretch, and then he'll just chill out and then just do it again. Like, it's
what's he like in good practice? Is he doing like Steph Curry stuff? Like just shoot? Just
he's doing Joe stuff. He just surprised you with his willingness to score. I feel like that's really what it is. Like I feel like he's really clear-minded when he plays, or just from having conversations with him, like he's clear-minded when he plays basketball. So it's just as simple as just like, all right, if this shot goes in, all right, cool. If the shot doesn't go in, then like, all right, whatever. But I think he just doesn't let anything in the way of him like just playing basketball hard. I feel like that's really the biggest thing. He just plays the game hard and he's skilled. He puts in tons of work, so the shots are gonna fall. But he hits like some crazy like you guys will see this season. He hits some crazy shots where it's like what like he'll just grill somebody just like you won't even think he's open. He'll just grill you like just that kind of player. But yeah, obviously him, like everybody knows about Joe.
Joe and Max too can both drive. When they need to too. They got that.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. They're the physical drivers too. That like I would say, I guess if you want to transition into Max, that's like a thing that you can say about Joe too, is that they're both physical drivers. But Yeah, Max just really knows how to. Max just knows how to put his body onto somebody. He knows how to use his body to score, to get into lanes and just create. And like, he's probably one of the most patient players I've played with. Like, if not the most patient player I play with. Like, he knows how to wait to see stuff through as far as like plays developing and stuff like that. There's passes sometimes I won't be ready for that he'll just know we're there. That is like, all right, I've had to learn to like be ready just to be able to catch the ball at any moment because Max might just get it off to you like when you're least expecting it. And honestly, like everybody knows, like Max could just score the ball. Like honestly, I've been around these guys so long that it's like sometimes I'm at loss for words because like I don't even know how to explain it to people no more. Like these guys are just buckets. Like it's just like buckets. And then you get to Zeb, and Zeb's just and like he's our leader. Like I look to Zeb when he's on the court, like as somebody who I look to for guidance, like a lot. And me and him butt heads sometimes, and that's just a difference in personalities, but like, that's honestly somebody I look to as a leader to guide me when I might not be as clear-minded as I'm supposed to. But as a player, he's just so quick. His decision making has improved like so much too. He's a shot maker. He's a creator. He'll distribute and get the ball where it needs to be, and he's athletic. Like I feel like people forget, like Zeb is like as quick as he is, he could get up just as quickly too. Like he'll really dunk on somebody. So like that's one of definitely something. All those guards are just like coming together so well and like creating. Like we have like a really deep unit of guards that could just go at any moment, and it's gonna be fun this year, honestly. Like as a big to play with those guards, it's been really great this offseason, preseason, but like as a big to play with those guards like during the season, it's gonna be extremely fun.
I bet.
I'm a little Martin.
You know, Martin a guard too, though. Martin a guard too. I ain't gonna talk about him as long, but Martin the best shooter in the A-10.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm excited to watch him grow too. And then that takes us inside. You know what? How's your game different than when we saw you last? You got a new buddy down there.
Yeah, you got a brand new buddy down there. Obviously, we got Jack, Luke, but As far as my game changing from last year, I feel like it wasn't as much of like big drastic change. Like I feel like a lot of people going to off season expecting like, all right, we're expecting new players out of these guys. Like nah, like we're really just trying to become more consistent in what we were already doing very well. So for me, it was really just working on my touch around the rim. Like that's been really important for me while I've been playing under Coach Odom, and it's going to continue to be important for me like while I'm playing for him. And these guards like really good. Like I said, they're good at finding players and good at creating and distributing. So it's always just me being ready to like catch the ball and finish around the rim, whether it be a floater, off a high pass, or just in any way, shape, or form. So just improving upon that. And I say the biggest change in my game was just my ability to score with the back to the basket more. Like just there's a lot more trust there between me and my teammates, and my coaches want to see that from me more. I just feel like just having that touch and being able to figure out how to operate within that space has been really important for me, and it's going to be something that definitely like I'm going to do throughout the season. It's not going to be like I'm not looking for like a bunch of touches per night, but it's just the ability to do that and have that be a threat has been something that I've emphasized and my coaches have wanted to see from me, and it's definitely something I've grown in since last year for sure.
Because once you show you can do it, they have to respect. It doesn't matter if you do it.
It's really just a respecting like, all right, now that we know that this is a tool, like it's not even a matter of me being able to do it me doing it every night. It's the fact that I can do it, and at some point my coaches can rely on me to do it like in the game whenever it is, or just at any moment. Like that could be a tool that we use. So definitely improving upon that has been important for me, and my ball handling, I would say too, like offensively, just being able to work out of whatever space I'm in and just create as well. Not like in a guard sense. It's just more of just being able to make reads and just go off of our spots and just put the ball in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah. What was your reaction when you learned Max was coming back?
I hit him up right away. But I was definitely excited. I think it was the other way around. I think he hit me up.
He let you know.
Yeah, he let me know. And of course I was hyped. Like I was in Pennsylvania at the time, so I was talking to my high school coach about it and everything. But I was just excited. Like I've been in college for 3 years, and that's somebody who like I've grown to like see as like my brother. Like that's like somebody who's truly I'm connected to. So knowing I'm gonna be able to get like that extra year with him, we're gonna be able to have the same inside jokes, gonna be able to play the same way. Like it's gonna be fun. That's somebody who I really enjoy playing with. So I was extremely excited when he said he's coming back.
That's awesome. Game two, you get Chad Venning. Right, yeah. Right back. Was, you know, you got him on your mind when you're practicing?
Not at the moment. What day did we play Boston College?
God.
Whatever day we play Boston College, I'm gonna have him on my mind 2 days before that, cause
that's when you lock in.
Yeah, that's when I lock in. But that's gonna be a good game. I'm definitely looking forward to that challenge. It's a guy I'm familiar with. We're cool. Me and him are cool too. So it's gonna be great.
You spend enough time together down there.
Yeah. Now we definitely were in the posters battling in a couple games. So. But yeah, that's somebody I'm cool with. I'm gonna look forward just to the challenge, seeing him in a new team. Maybe my biggest thing is I'm curious to see what kind of player he is. I don't know if like he went to Boston College and changed his hooper, if like he's going there to play the same game that I've always known him to play. But yeah, that's somebody who like definitely during when A-10 time came, that definitely was somebody who I did take that matchup personally, and I take every matchup personally. Like I want to stop whoever I'm playing against, but it's good to have a matchup you're familiar with, and it's like, all right, like we played a couple games now, like figure it, the filling out process with a player, with another player, is always a fun process. So it's gonna be fun to play. I can't wait for that game. That's gonna be a good game.
I love it. One more Christian Furman. As you get ready for opening day, we're here at the Siegel Center. What excites you about this year's BCU team?
The biggest thing, I'm excited to get back into the stew and just see the fans. Like the fans are just honestly like the biggest part of this for like a lot. Like for us as players, like. People don't realize how much motivation and just excitement comes from the fans and their energy and just being in this gym and just feeling the vibes and the electricity. It's always a crazy and insane thing for like us to go through, no matter what. Like I still get better butterflies no matter what. Every single game, like black and gold game, I had butterflies. Like it doesn't matter. Like I'm in the stew. Like it's just hard not to get butterflies in here. So I feel like that's the biggest thing I'm looking forward to.
I'm great, man.
And I'm just looking forward to like coming in here and playing with my teammates. Like I feel like the preseason, the offseason process gets really like grueling and like drawn out once you like kind of get to the point where it's like you get tired of playing with your teammates. And not to say that I reached that point, but like it does get to a point where it's like, all right, I've guarded Luke like the past month and a half. Like I'm gonna guard somebody different.
Yep.
I'm just excited for us to all just be one squad and go at somebody else. Like I feel like that's when we're gonna be at our full most dangerous. Like we're just a full squad going at a whole different squad. Like and it's gonna be super fun. Like I feel like we're a really connected squad. Like I said, and like I feel like you'll see that connectivity like. On November 3rd, right?
November 3rd.
Well, you'll see it against Bellarmine. You know? You'll see it against Bellarmine. Like
fourth.
Yeah, November 4th. November 4th.
You're a day ahead. You're early.
Yeah, I guess because I'm so ready. But yeah, like you guys will see the connectivity like November 4th. Like it's gonna be fun. That's honestly what I'm looking forward to the most. Just being on the same team. There's no more black and gold. There's just one color on the court, and we're all just hooping against the same, a different squad. This is gonna be fun.
Love, man. Appreciate the time.
For sure. I appreciate you.
All right.
Great.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stuff from Christian Furman. Excited to watch the Rams play. You'll, of course, enjoy those games right here. If you're not at the Siegel Center, you'll enjoy them right here on The Fan with our guys, Robbie and Rodney, on the call each week. Might even get them on the show to talk a little VCU basketball. Things roll on here on the other side with another VCU conversation. My chat with Joe Bamisil next. You're listening to 910 The Fan. On the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, getting you ready for basketball season. It is imminent, folks. NBA's playing college basketball tip is around the corner. You know we're the home of VCU. I love being the home of VCU. We love hanging out with the Rams. But if you know me, you know I also love this next guy. His name's Chris Mooney. He's the coach of the University of Richmond Spiders. He's one of the good ones. He's a good dude. He's survived a lot there at UR. He's led a lot of teams, molded a lot of young men who would tell you the influence he had on their lives. And so it's good to spend a little time catching up with him, getting ready for the season, and picking his brain about the big issues in college athletics. Let's play this interview.
All right, I'm encroaching onto Bob Black's territory here. We've got Chris Mooney with us on The Fan. You know, after last year, after what you do you feel a little more respect walking in here? You know, you picked 7th in the preseason poll, which I know we've learned how much those mean. But, you know, the notion that you can rebuild, you can get things done, the system works.
Yeah, I think it's so unique now compared to when we would have these preseason predictions years ago. They were generally, you know, they might not turn out to be fully accurate.
They're based on something.
They're based on, yeah, exactly. Usually the statistics you're bringing back. Now, of course, it's just so different. So I think that naturally, you know, there are going to be, for the people who follow it closely and know what's going on, there are going to be teams that, you know, look better on paper and understandably so, and probably will do great. But it's really hard to put too much stock in them right now just because, you know, it's not fantasy football where you say, well, I have this guy and this guy and this guy. You know, they have to play together and there's chemistry and there's, you know, there are things that you have to really account for that you can't necessarily predict. So a long way of saying that who knows what's going to happen, but hopefully we'll have a chance to do well.
Can you take me through what the offseason looks like now? You still have high school recruits, and you also have the portal. As you mentioned, you're trying to fit all these puzzle pieces together. What does that look like as a staff as you're doing that?
Yeah, I would say the biggest effect that all these changes have had is that the springtime has become, you know, it used to be a little bit of a landing spot, and we would really spend a lot of time with our current players, and, you know, that has changed dramatically, and that the spring has become the most important recruiting time and the busiest recruiting time. So now, you know, right after the season ends, you have a 2-month or 3-month period of time where it's really constant. You know, you're trying to do background on a lot of the guys who are in the portal, or trying to figure out who might go in the portal, trying to figure out your own team. So I would say it's not only busy, but it's also, you know, there's a lot to think about, and really, you know, you're trying to make sure that you're on top of everything without being able to really predict it. And so so that's the biggest change. And then the summer, you know, years ago we weren't allowed to work with the guys in the summer. Now that we are, you really have to get a lot of work done. you know, when we first started having what they call summer access to the players, we could, you know, you make sure the guys are in shape and you're strength getting a lot of strength and conditioning and a lot of shooting. Now you really have to introduce your program's, you know, concepts in the summer and have a little bit of an understanding of those because there are so many new pieces everywhere.
A10 as a whole, I think six teams got first place votes, speaks to the depth here. Right? Obviously, multiple tournament bids is always the goal. As you look around, you see a little bit of star power in the league this year, right? Robbie Veal is coming. Max is back at BC. Woj is here. Is it right? Do you feel like the A10's gaining a little momentum?
I do. And I think that, you know, we've had tremendous years in the past. And, you know, these changes have affected our league, you know, uniquely, because you know, we're at such a high level of Division I, but the next level up, you know, has so many resources and so many, you know, so many bells and whistles, and you know, so I think it has really had an impact on the A10, and I feel like, you know, we've had some teams in our league that have been good for a long time, and will be good no matter what, how it's set up, and hopefully, as everybody finds their footing in this new way, we'll have multiple teams get in. I think, you know, last year both our teams won games in the NCAA tournament. You know, and so I think, even though there have been all these changes, the A10 has kind of found a way over the years, and hopefully we'll continue to do that and be exceptional enough to make our way in there and to really demonstrate, you know, just what a quality league we have.
Do you feel that at these, you've been to so many of these over the years, that now you come in, Loyola's here and St. Louis is here, and St. Louis is very well resourced, obviously.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, that you see the progression of the A10 over time in a way not everybody else has.
Yeah. No, exactly. You know, and you know, of course, Xavier and Temple and Butler were here before, and so we've had great teams, and I feel like that. You know, seeing that when the new teams come in, you know, how much respect for the A10 they bring to our conference and what their fans thought and the upgrade they feel it was. And so I think that's really positive. And obviously we've added so many good teams, you know, that just makes it all the more daunting for all the schools already in. But yeah, having seen a change over the years, I feel like it's been well thought out and planned, and we've added teams that can really do more and more for us and help us to become as good of a league as possible.
You're here to talk about this year with Chris Mooney, obviously coach of the Spiders. Did you take a moment after the season with the guys to reflect on how cool last year was, what you were able to build and what you were able to do?
We did. You know, I think that, again, the spring has been, you know, has become so different. And then, you know, with your graduating players or your players exhausting eligibility, you know, you're making sure that they're set up with their agents as they pursue their pro career. And so there just aren't as, you know, back in the day, we would, you know, play a lot and be in the gym and hang out. Now you're working, so there's still that element of it. But we did a couple of times where we got together, and, you know, it was a great group to work with. So even though there are new faces, they were still very much, you know, Richmond players, and had accomplished something pretty significant. So we tried to make sure that we celebrated that before we moved on to this year.
Good. One more with Chris Mooney. Just as we look across the landscape of college athletics, it's obviously where do you want to see it go over the next, you know, 2 to 3 years? How can the NIL, the portal, all that? How would you like to see that evolve?
Boy, that's a great question.
Yeah, we don't have all day.
Yeah, right. You know, I think just a little bit. I know people talk about guardrails and things, and I think you know, there have to be contracts specifically for the players. You know, Steph Curry and LeBron James can't transfer, and the reason is because they have to hold up their end of the bargain with a contract. You know, I think every, you know, walk of life would have that, and I think that, you know, I don't know how that'll be, and if it'll be multi-year contracts, and if a kid still wants to go on the portal, how that would all go forward. But we do need something, because I think that, you know, if a kid is in college and he's making a fair amount of money playing college basketball for the school, and yet he doesn't really have any he's nothing binding him to that school. Well, that doesn't exist in any sports league. I would say that would be the first thing that we would want to see. And then probably from an A-10 coach's perspective, a little bit of scheduling, a little bit of guidance on scheduling. Because for us, on Selection Sunday, a group of 10 committee members decide who's in the NCAA tournament, who had nothing to do with the schedule that was put together. And so if we don't have the opportunity to play enough games, certainly not a lack of us trying to get those games. And it's usually for, a reason that those aren't available to us because those schools don't have to play us. And I would think somewhere along the lines we would need something that ensures opportunities for us to play as many good teams as we can.
As fans, we love that too.
Yes.
Those are the games we want to watch too, and those are the games that pack the crowd.
For sure, for sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for the time today.
Yes, sir.
Good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
That's Chris Mooney, University of Richmond basketball coach. We chatted at A-10 Media Day a couple weeks ago up in D.C. Always great to catch up with Coach Mooney. And, man, he hit the nail on the head, right? Everybody wants is we understand the players are getting a share of the revenue. We understand NIL is the reality of the day. But when you combine it with anybody can transfer anywhere, anytime, that's when it gets dangerous. And you're not hearing don't pay the kids. Everybody understands you got to pay the kids. But in the NFL, you can't just switch teams every year. You can't just say, I'm going to go play at this team next year. There are contracts. There are commitments. And I think what everybody's saying is put some contracts in place. Put some restrictions in place. Get to a place where you can sign a kid to a deal. And, maybe there are ways to break that, right? VCU signs a kid to a four-year NIL deal, maybe a bigger school, a Kentucky, a Duke, can buy that out, right? There's ways to do it, but nobody's getting to the table. Nobody's having this discussion. You got the NCAA saying, Congress needs to fix this. Congress needs to make laws. When your hope is in Congress, you're sunk, and it's not going to go well for you because they don't get a lot done up there, and it's not a pressing issue for them. And the NCAA's absence on this issue and insistence on protecting its members and its operation at the cost of moving college sports forward, I think, is one of the real stories that we're going to be telling for the next couple decades and may ultimately cost the NCAA its own survival. I said that, obviously, not coach, but you hear Chris Mooney talking about the need for contracts, for commitments, for structure, for guardrails that are just so badly lacking in the current system. Thanks to Chris Mooney for the time. We'll go back to being the home of the Rams. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Thursday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. Great show for you today. College basketball preview show. Won't be the entire show. We got a lot of other things to talk about as well. But let me just tell you what's in store for you today. Yesterday, went over to the Siegel Center. They did a little VCU basketball media day. AWOD was live from over there. If you caught his show yesterday, you know it was just full of good conversations, good stuff. Nice to be in a non-game environment, non-game day environment, because most of the time when we get to talk to these guys, it's in the context of how's tomorrow's game going to go or how did tonight's game go. It's good to just have a more casual, laid-back conversation, and you will hear some of those. Today, you will hear Christian Furman at 11 o'clock on this radio program. Furm is really important to this year's team. It goes without saying. He's one of the few big men and a returning big man. But him breaking down the guards on this year's team is must-listen-to radio. It's really, really good. So hopefully make time for Christian Furman at 11 o'clock or make time for the Odyssey app later to listen to that. I asked him about facing Chad Venning second game of the year. He's quite aware of that. Says the two of them have a good rapport from their time together in the paint when Venning was at St. Bonaventure. A huge early season matchup in terms of setting the tone for everything VCU basketball wants to be this year. Top 25 team, March team, all that. At 11:15, probably more like 11:19, because I'm going to be honest, I went long with Christian Furman. So just apologizing to Stubb now. The timing's not going to line up. I guess it's an apology for Brian, the traffic guy. His Mets are out, and we're off schedule already 2 minutes into today's program. Rough turn of events for Brian. It's going to be worth it. The Christian Furman interview is very good. All of which is to say Joe Bamisil joins the show about 11:19 this morning, 11:18 maybe, depending on where you're at, where we're at in the scheme of things. Joe made no secrets of the fact that this is a team that aspires to March Madness, aspires to the NCAA tournament. It'll be exciting to hear the journey as they get there. Joe's also, you know, he's a fascinating dude, always has been, understands himself, understands the game really well, and is a heck of a shooter, too. You hear so many guys talk about the things he does in practice, and if he can get hot during games, he's an instant game changer. When he gets cold, that's a thing too. But when he gets hot, they can beat anybody in America on any given night, and they may have to lean on that at times this year. So it's going to be a really fun VCU season. Christian Furman at 11, Joe Bamisil at 11:15 or thereabouts. 11:30, Marius Sarre, she's on the VCU women's basketball team. We'll also, during that segment, play my interview with Anthony Grant from A10 Media Day. He doesn't coach VCU anymore. If you're just waking up from a coma, he has gone a couple places since. He is now the head coach at Dayton, one of VCU's top rivals in the A10 this year. Although, I'll say it for the millionth time, I'll say it a million times more, don't sleep on St. Louis. I think that could be an instant turnaround team candidate. I think they've got all the right ingredients there with good coaching on top of it, which is so crucially important right now in this league and in college basketball overall. Craig Hoffman talking Commanders at 10:45. One other basketball segment for you. Chris Mooney, University of Richmond basketball coach. My conversation with him from A10 Media Day. If you know Chris Mooney, you know he is always so good in interviews and breaking down the state of college basketball. And he's been around a while, and he uses that knowledge to advance the game and advance the cause of college basketball, which I admire and I think is really cool. And we had a great conversation, and that will play at 10:30 today. We'll dive into college football in the next segment. NFL tonight, the Vikings back at it. This should be a fun one. The Minnesota Vikings lost to Detroit, first loss of the season. They get to go take out their frustrations on the Los Angeles Rams. Rams heading into fire sale mode here. Everything not bolted down must go. I've always said you'd rather be the underdog in Thursday night football. And I think that will play for the Commanders later this year, too. Their Thursday game is against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, one thing I don't love about that, they're coming off of a game with the Steelers, very physical defense. So I think that's a potential negative, right? As, you know, a couple of years ago, everybody's talking, oh, you play the Niners, you lose the next week because they were so physical. Steelers have that physicality to them as well. Detroit has the physicality. Vikings maybe beat up a little bit. You'd rather be the underdog on Thursday night football because weird, random things happen. Sean McVay's a good coach. I love the Rams in points here. I think the Rams outright may not be a terrible play if you're thinking about Thursday night football tonight as we roll towards a very busy football weekend. UVA-UNC headlining it in my book. Obviously, Virginia Tech can't get the run defense going. That Georgia Tech game will become an issue. But I think UVA-UNC is probably your headliner for fun around the state this weekend. Of course, we are monitoring the most important rib in Washington, most important rib since Chili's baby back ribs. Jaden Daniels did not practice yesterday in Ashburn. I told you at the start of yesterday's show, I'm growing increasingly pessimistic about Jaden Daniels and his chances of playing on Sunday. That was before he sat out practice. I don't really have a reaction either way to him not practicing. Lots of guys don't practice on Wednesday playing games. We've seen that. Those guys aren't quarterbacks traditionally. I'll certainly spot you that, but not unprecedented. All that said, I get the sense they're going to be very cautious with Jaden Daniels. I get the sense they should be very cautious with Jaden Daniels. Part of being 5-2 is you got a little room to maneuver with, and I think they will use that room and make sure their star quarterback gets healthy and gets ready for a game against the Giants next week. Giants were in the news last night. I don't know if you saw this. John Mara is the owner of the New York Giants. He was at a movie premiere, and he was interviewed by NFL Network, and he said he does not anticipate making changes. At the end of this season, he anticipates bringing back Brian Daboll and the team's general manager into the 25 season. That is a vote of confidence right there, perhaps a vote of craziness. Either way, I love it as an NFC East person who enjoys the chaos. Philly's chaos, Dallas's chaos, Giants are chaos. Dan Snyder's gone, no chaos here, just a winning football team, even if it's Marcus Mariota on Sunday, which it's fun either way. I've stages of grief, right? I've come around on acceptance. I was excited about Jaden Daniels taking on Caleb Williams. That's a fun matchup. That's the sort of thing you love to turn on your TV and watch on Sunday. Even if you're not a Commanders fan, that's a juicy matchup. Made peace with Marcus Mariota. I think you learn one of two things. One is, yeah, Marcus Mariota isn't all that. That's what I think we'll discover. I think the Bears pass rush will get to him. Or Cliff Kingsbury's a heck of a coach, and he's going to run a great offense, and they're going to do this thing. We've seen the new quarterback bounce from time to time in the NFL. If Cliff Kingsbury could do it with Marcus Mariota, I mean, you just have to tip your hat and call this one of the all-time offensive coordinator runs in the NFL to be able to transition to doing that, because I'd be impressed. I've been impressed with a lot of things this year. Taking Marcus Mariota, beating a red-hot Chicago Bears team, that would be very high on the list. Speaking of chaos, Dallas Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey missed practice on Wednesday. He had jury duty. That's a new one by me. I guess the kicker can miss practice and go do jury duty. Excited to find out what he learned there. I know Stubb doesn't watch TV, but the Amazon show, the jury duty, where they had the guy, everybody else was an actor around him. I'm not recommending it. I'm not giving Stubb the recommendation here. It was good. It was a clever concept. It ran into the ground after a few, then it picked back up a little while later. I digress. Point is, today's a college basketball preview show. A lot of great interviews coming up. Should be a very fun time. Thank you for joining us. On the other side, a little college football talk before we get to Chris Mooney at 10:30, Christian Furman at 11, Joe Bamisil right after that. You're listening to the home of the Rams in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
Center. Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road!
AWOD Radio joins me now, talking to little Commanders. All right, Jaden Daniels, if he doesn't go, how confident are you they can get this win against the Bears, or are you already looking ahead to the Giants?
No, I'm going to make a case on my show for why Marcus Mariota could win this game. I think he can lead this team to 22 to 25 points, and with the way the defense is playing, I know Chicago's playing well also, but I do think you can, at home, limit them to under 23, 24 points, and you can squeak out like a three-point win. With Marcus Mariota, I feel like our only chance to win is if it's a close game. Like, I don't think we're going to blow them out. They're not the Panthers. They're not the Browns, but the way the offense is playing, I think it is a little plug-and-play, because on first and second down, Mariota might not even throw the ball. Right? The way you're running the ball right now, he's not going to be asked to do much for parts of this game, I feel. I mean, B-Rob could get over 100 yards. Eckler could get over 60 all-purpose yards, and they could throw in McNichols at some point. Here's the other thing that gives me confidence in this team this weekend. It is Marcus Mariota throwing it to Terry McLaurin, but Noah Brown has come on so strong. Michael, the pass interference penalty that he drew on the second drive that Mariota was in, I thought that got Marcus going. That gave him some real confidence.
You need to have more than just three plays, right? You need the rhythm, and that extended the drive, felt the rhythm, got rolling from there. I agree with you. If the Commanders win Sunday, Brian Robinson is going to be your MVP coming out of that game, right? Give him the rock. Let him run. He's running angry right now into a very difficult Chicago defense. I am intrigued by what the game plan's going to look like. We saw Mariota run 11 times last week. I don't know that that's what you want to build a game plan around. Kind of nice to know, though. He's got the skill set. It's not, You're not rewriting the playbook this week. You got the opportunity to do some things you've been doing. And I also really liked that he ran with the pace, right? The pace has been so good all season. We've seen that even back to the preseason. They don't huddle a lot. They keep it moving. I thought Marcus Mariota was really good at continuing that when he came in.
I'll predict 10-plus carries, Michael. I think the
reason, For
Mariota. Okay. I think the reason Mariota is in Washington right now is not the any film they watched from last year in Philadelphia.
I hope not.
It's from Atlanta. And in Atlanta, he had some really good games on the ground with quarterback keepers on RPO option type plays. And so I think you're going to see some of that. I think you're going to see some of the stuff that they used with Jaden, right, where they have two lead blockers out there in front. Like they pull the center and the guard and have them lead block like Jaden scored in the red zone earlier this season. I think the game plan is going to be very similar to if Jaden Daniels was the quarterback, because Marcus Mariota was running first team offense stuff before Jaden was named the starting quarterback here. And I think they're going to go back to, hey, we still ran the same stuff back then.
He's got the reps in. He's got the maturity. He's got the NFL experience. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I mean, that's my objection.
I think it's
here.
The accuracy, and he's going to have a mistake.
Yeah, there will be a mistake that they're going to have to clean up. So that's where the pressure's on the defense, right? We've seen the defense protecting 20-point leads. It's very different to, you know, like in that Baltimore game, right? If they had gotten a big stop in the second half, we're potentially talking about a different game. They couldn't get that game-changing, game-deciding stop. Now, I think Baltimore's offense is better than Chicago's offense. They're rolling right now, though. So it's a little bit of, you know, who can step up and make a play that you don't expect to. I think it's also a test for Adam Peters. As you know, I implicitly trust Adam Peters. I ride with him whatever he wants to do. This was a decision, bringing Marcus Mariota in as a backup, that at the time I said, I don't agree with this decision. He's got the chance to prove me wrong once again. It's all he's done so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, did you have another name that you would like to see as the backup quarterback? I kind of feel like of all the 32 backup quarterbacks right now, Mariota's closer to the top of the list, but maybe that's just recency bias, the way he played last week.
Yeah, you know, I'd put Andy Dalton above him. I'd put Jacoby Brissett if he had been, you know, I don't think he was going to be willing to hang around after his Eric Bieniemy experience, but guys like that, you know, and they had Colt McCoy forever, right? A guy who, like, okay, Colt's a gamer. Like, he's going to get broken after two games, so that's an issue, but those two games, he can keep it together for you. I don't know that I trust Mariota in a 6 to 8 week span. But that's why, I mean, it's kind of nice, this Jaden injury. It's a short-term injury. I think that bodes really
well. I mean, I don't think you could trust any quarterback that's a backup for that long of an period of time. But no, there was no other backup quarterback in my mind that was going to play a similar style to Jaden Daniels, right? He's being compared to Lamar and Patrick Mahomes, right? Well, those guys are not backups. So Marcus Mariota was a backup that could do similar things to what they liked in Jaden Daniels. But to me, this game comes down to who can create more negative plays. And that's why I'm looking at Dante Fowler Jr. and the rest of the defensive line for Washington that's playing really good right now. I think you could argue that that's like the best part of the team right now, the way they played the last couple games, is those two guys. Obviously, Wagner and Luvu are also flashing. The secondary is a big issue. But, man, has the defensive line come on strong as of late.
The Austin Seibert disrespect here is tangible. All he does is make field goals, except that one time he got one blocked. All right, if Jaden Daniels plays, or if he plays next week, or if he plays in 2 weeks, how do you want Cliff Kingsbury to change Jaden Daniels when he returns?
I don't want to change much, except for the designed runs where he does not have a lead blocker and he's up the middle or around the goal line. I kind of am tired of talking about it because I think Cliff knows. I don't think Cliff's stupid. We all saw Jaden get his helmet knocked off around the goal line. We all saw another play where he took a huge hit around the goal line in which the team was down by 14 points in the fourth quarter. It's not worth it. Grow up, be the adult in the room, and stop calling those plays. You're creative enough to get in the end zone without your quarterback running it in.
When he left the Giants game for that one play, came back in, got the wind knocked out of him, I do think something fundamentally changed in the way Kingsbury calls the plays, and I'm wondering if this is a second moment where the same thing happens. We're coming out of this, we see a little different style. What I love was coming out of the first one, they got better. They left some running on the table. the offense got better as a whole. I'd love for that to be an outcome here as well.
Yeah, I kind of think that first hit where he got knocked off the Giants game changed Jaden's mindset more than Cliff's play calling. He decided, when I get out of the pocket, I need to keep my eyes downfield, and we saw him do that in the Bengals game, again the Cardinals game, and you're right, they did get better. So I am excited to see, after he either misses a game or just misses three quarters of the game last week, can he get better like he did before?
I'm rarely accused of being a ray of sunshine. I am going to predict that the Bears win this weekend. I don't trust Marcus Mariota. Until further notice, I'm happy to come grovel and apologize to him on Monday's program. I've done it before to people in Washington. What's your thought on how this goes?
Yeah, I do think that the team is playing so well, and you're at home, and you're going to win this game here. You're going to win it at the line of scrimmage with being able to run the ball. And I do think that Caleb Williams, my biggest issue with Caleb in college, it was the same thing with Caleb in the NFL, is that he tries to play hero ball too many times. It was almost every single snap he's trying to get out of the pocket and make something happen downfield. I think that's going to lead to too many negative plays, and that's going to force the Bears to punt. And that's how I have Washington getting the win.
Bears only 2-point favorites, so Vegas certainly thinks they've got a chance. Adam, thank you. We'll catch up next week for a little video crosstalk. Catch you on your program in a few minutes. We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. This is MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.